Laugh Now Dilator, Tyler Bradbury, take three. Hopefully the third time's a charm.
Yes. Hopefully my dog stops walking around on this wooded floor.
Yeah. She's gonna...
You're a good girl, though.
She's gonna mess it up. Tyler Bradbury's episode. Live from South Central, sunny day. I think I read an interview somewhere with Martin Fortera, and I think they asked him, like, what's your, like, favorite, like, spot or day or something like that. The point is, the answer was L.A. after the day after it rains.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a unique smell, man.
Yeah,
unique. And all the roads are clean. All the scum's been washed off the street. There's all the dirt and shit that builds up. There's millions of people just running all over. Like, all the poo gets cleaned away into the gutters. Everything's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The air just feels different.
It smells better. It smells like real air.
It smells better. Is that you can smell the actual air?
You smell like the water in there. It's something that you don't really like know how to like understand unless you like think you go through it. You know what I mean? And I know that it happens in every like probably metropolitan area in the world, but like, yeah, you don't get that much in LA, so you gotta take those moments when you get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, for context, this is the third time we try to record an episode. The first time, you were in pain.
I was violently ill and in the hospital.
I was kind of like, not weirded out, but I was kind of like, is he okay? Like, I was like, am I doing something wrong? That's like, this guy's like, you know what I mean? I was like asking questions, you're like, And yeah. I was like, you were dying.
I was in the most pain I've ever been in my life. It was crazy.
And how old are you?
37.
You're 37 and the most pain you've ever been in your life. That says a lot.
Yeah.
Says a lot.
Yeah, I broke my back and shit when I was like 23. It's in a car accident. So it's yeah. That was not as bad.
Damn.
And I got a bunch of dope from that, so they kept me all, you know, high, so I didn't feel it as much.
So I interviewed you when you were going through pain longer, more than a car accident.
Yeah.
All right. And second time wasn't the best. Third time was a charm.
I guess I was shy. I don't know. I'm not good at these podcasts. I don't do a lot of these. I'm usually a behind the camera person, so I don't like, you know, being in things a lot. You know what I mean?
Really?
And
you have like outgoing personality. I thought you look like the type of person who like is comfortable, like with the mic. If that makes sense.
I mean, I'm like an average guy that has opinions and shit, and I talk a lot, and I like being vocal. It's probably not the best thing all of the time, but I mean, you know, it's cool. Life could be worse, so I think it, you know, hasn't messed my life up too bad or whatever. So that's cool. Yeah. Huh.
Do you think being vocal is a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing.
More on the good side?
Definitely. Yeah. Huh. For every reason. It's like, even with like, if you have like bad opinions and shitty opinions, it's like, it's good for other people, because then it's like, oh wait, look out for that guy, he's fucking nuts.
I get what you mean. But yeah, for a lot of people don't know, you're the man behind a lot of hardcore music videos.
There's all kinds of music videos. I do the hardcore videos for the art.
You do a lot of things which we're gonna get into, but that's a very you like all this stuff. You're like being a hardcore kid is like, being a hardcore kid is like, it's just like, it's a very like milestone, like a very milestone. It's a very important part of who you are, but you do like, you're like way more than that. But the reason I bring up the hardcore thing is because you, I think anyone who cares about hardcore or cares about Los Angeles hardcore, quote unquote, like that, you know, the era that brought a lot of bands like Trash Talk, Running Out, and all these, like that specific era, like would be geeked to know about you just because you've been part of. You're like the behind the scenes. You're like a very, you're like the guy who, with a camera, that didn't care. Like, oh, let's make a music video. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Here's like very little money. That's not much, but Running Out has this video. So and so has this video. Does that make sense? So like, I think that's like a very like cool thing that you probably don't realize. You know what I mean? That a lot of people probably should admire or admire.
I'm not looking to be admired. I think it's cool, though, like, if I can encourage other people to, like, pursue things that they enjoy.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, from my own... Like, I went to college, you know, for, like, political science and shit, so it's, like, getting away from, like, not going toward, like, a career in any of those paths or anything like that. It's been rewarding because it's, like, I get to choose what I do, and I, like, you know, and I've eaten shit for a lot of years. I've been, like, broke and stuff, and it's, like... You know, it hasn't been easy, but it's also just cool to, like, it's a privilege to be able to, like, you know, like, do things you enjoy for income. And then, like, with the other shit that I don't make money off of, it's cool to be able to be picky enough to be able to be like, okay, I'm doing this because I want to do it. I'm not doing this because I feel like I have to do this. Yeah. Or I need to, it's like, you just do it because you want to do it. And you get to be exposed around things you like, and you get to help, like, other things you enjoy improve on themselves. Like, I get to help bands I like get better. You know what I mean? It's like the same shit. It's like, you know, it's a privilege to be able to, like, work with artists and creative people that you admire.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I guess the best way to put what I just said, because I rambled, you're the reason a lot of bands in a certain era that weren't as big, that are now considered more the legendary status, quote unquote, you were the reason that they could have a music video.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I mean? That's like a very, and that speaks a lot about your character, because then we could talk about, you kind of write solo. Like, obviously, you've had help. You could talk about who's helped you out along the way, but for the most part, you're a guy who's, like, who's done whose career is built on just you knowing, paying attention, just being a fan, a true fan of what you do, which is, like, camera and movie stuff, and, like, just pay attention to the details without having to kind of someone, like, grab you by the hand, if that makes sense, or rely on a certain thing to get you to where you are. But you're just someone who, like, knows what you're doing, and it's all come really from who you are.
I mean, you gotta have, like I said earlier, we were talking about some other stuff, you know, you gotta bring something to the table. You want to make sure that if you're, like, bugging people that you're looking up to and they don't know who the fuck you are, you're, like, you want to be like, no, I'm doing this because I want to help you, too. Yeah. I'm not just coming here to, like, try to fucking invoice you and then, like, bail and dip. Like, you want to, like, hold their hand and, like, get through the thing because you actually want to make something. And, that's what I usually just tell people anyways when they reach out to me and they don't have money. I usually just tell them, like, if it's something I like, I'll fucking do it just because I'll get a cool real piece out of it. Like, if we could at least get the tools that we need to make what we need out of need, you know, we'll worry about the money afterwards. And, you know, so that's the luxury in itself. Like, I get to, you know, it's nice to be able to have, like, discretion and being able to choose, like, oh, I can do this or I can't do this or I want to do this. And, like, I think that's just why I do, like, you know, film stuff and cinema stuff now. It's because it's engaging and it's, you know, it's hard. Like, you can always be learning something more. You know what I mean? Like, I got better at camera just from doing, like, hardcore videos and, like, shitty rap videos. Cause I was like, man, I don't think my stuff looks as good as other people's stuff. And, you know, I don't know anything about movies. I didn't go to film school. Like, I'm watching YouTube and, like, just being like, oh, okay. So you look up what other people are using for their cameras and you use that. And then, like, from there you learn about lenses and you learn about color and you learn about exposure and all. You know, it's self-taught stuff, but it's cool. It's like you learn what you need for whatever weird thing you're trying to make, I guess. It's hard to explain.
For a context, you're I guess, like, a solo free agent, like, it's just you.
Right, I'm an independent guy.
Yeah, you're an independent. You're an independent guy. You've been doing, you do music videos, you're on movies,
commercials,
everything, the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
Do you ever look back? Do you, like, think, like, now that you're at this age and you're making decent money, do you think it was worth it the whole time? Do you ever wonder, like, should I have gotten the route of, like, the 9-to-5 office job? Like, looking back now that you quote unquote have made it, in the sense that, like, you're doing the best that you can. You know what I mean? For someone who, like, is independent and learns it on his own. Do you ever look back and, like, man, like, maybe should have taken that 9-to-5?
Nah, not really. I mean, I know I wouldn't have had a lot of the hardships I've had, and, like, you know, a lot of aspects of life would have been easier in their own ways. But then when I look at my life now, I wouldn't have had the things that I have now that actually are valuable. I wouldn't know the people I know. I wouldn't have exposure to the things I have exposure to. I wouldn't have access to things. You know what I mean? I think that's way more valuable than, like, having a full-time job for a couple of years. You know what I mean? Learning more things about things that you're passionate about they're going to be tools that will help you, you know, for the rest of your career. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's like, oh, you know, like, I could take a job and I'd be getting paid good, but then one day they get to wake up and say, fuck it, and fire, like, that's what's going on in tech right now, you know what I mean? They're firing tens of thousands of people, and those people probably thought life was sick. Now what are they doing, you know what I mean? That could be anything. I get in a car wreck, I get sick again or something, like, you know, so you don't worry too much about it, like, until it happens, I guess.
Well, what would you tell someone who, like, is younger and maybe wants to do independent whatever they're good at. You know what I mean? Or whatever they like to do. What would you think? What would you say is the best thing, like in the long run, out of it? And what would you say is the worst thing in the long run out of it? Like, this is the one thing you got to really watch out. There's a million things you could probably say of, like, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that, you can't do this. But what would be the worst and the best?
I would say the most helpful advice would be to pursue things that you genuinely enjoy. Just because then that's coming from an honest place within yourself, so you're never going to be like even if you're busting your ass and you're not making like any shit for money, you're still going to be doing something rewarding because you're making a piece of art that you want to see get made, and you're going to get better at your craft, you know, and you're going to be able to build a reel. It's going to show off your skills. That's more like, that's an opportunity within itself. You know what I mean? Like, just getting a piece for your reel is an opportunity. Like, you're getting to showcase things that you're making with other people, and they're representing you too in their own way. So yeah, go with your gut, go with your actual taste, go with shit you actually fuck with. Like, don't pursue shit because you think it's gonna be like trendy and shit. Like, I've done that for like a check and it's cool, but it's like, it's not gonna make your career for you.
What's the number one thing though, like, that you should, like, oh, this is the one thing that, like, this, what has been the hardest, like, block on your road through, like, being independent?
Oh, definitely learning camera. Just cause, like, in cinema, like, all that gear is so cost prohibitive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're talking about, like, lenses that cost, like, 10 grand a piece. You're talking about, like, cameras that cost, like, you know, $80,000, $90,000 on some of this shit. And, like, even just access to the tools, you have to come up, like, 2 grand for a day, right? Just to rent the thing. And then you have to know how to operate it on top of that. And then you have to have, like, insurance. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of roadblocks there. So if you're, like, an independent artist, like, trying to do film stuff, I would literally just say, like, learn how to shoot to edit. Like, learn how to shoot your own shit because you're not relying on somebody else. Learn how to edit stuff because you're not relying on somebody else. Then it helps you get better at putting things together because you know what your edit's going to be like before you even shoot anything. And I learned shoot to edit and camera and all that stuff just kind of out of necessity, because it's like, I didn't ever want to, like, have to ask other people to, like, hook me up for free or something. I felt that was fucked up. And I always, like, even on my stuff I do now, you know, everybody on my crews get paid. Like, I get them paid, like, you know, within 2 weeks or at least, sometimes same day, and I feed them and stuff. Like, I try to treat them right. And it's because it's like, I've done enough of that stuff where you don't want to perpetuate that culture, really. Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't want to see that stuff continue, and the only way you can really do that is by not feeding the fire.
Yeah.
So
you have you have the most, like, what you said earlier, you have the most important tool, which is passion. You know what I mean? You generally, like, I mean, talking to you, like, the past times I've come here, like, you do really love, you know, you love every little detail of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You love it to the core, if that makes sense. So whether it's hardcore, whether it's film, whether it's art, whether it's even pop culture, but you have that, you know what I mean? Like, I think you said earlier, like, you, if you're gonna pursue something, it has to be straight from the core. You have to really have a passion for it. And I've met a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm gonna be a producer, just people who, like, want to do stuff, who, like, want to be somebody, but they don't, like, have the passion for it. They just, you know what I mean, like, they're like, they just, like, you know what I mean? It's they care more about, like, having recognition or being the one person or whatever you may put it as. Do you think some people, no matter how hard, and now, because it's something that I conflict in my head, it's like, do you think some people just, like, don't have passion? That's fine. But what do you think having passion is, you're born with it? You know what I mean? Like, because I think back when I was a kid, I'm like, I think about, like, even wrestling. When I was into wrestling as a kid, like, I was really into it. Like, I wasn't just, like, a kid who, like, was, like, oh, I like wrestling, I like how it looks, like, oh, like, you know, cool things happen. It's more so, like, you were into, like, every little aspect. Or, like, oh, like, the promos. Like, you know what I mean? That's something, like, even as a kid I didn't realize, but that's, like, foundation for, like, passion. Then you grow older, and then you get into different stuff, and then you build passion to those things, and it all kind of, like, makes you this character in life. But there's some people where I'm like, damn, like, you just aren't, like, not bored with it. Like, even you could have all the tools in the world tomorrow to become the greatest this, the greatest that, but you just really, like, there's nothing, I don't see that spark in you.
Well, I mean, there's a lot, that's work ethic also. Like, mm-hmm. That's, like, some people, like, film's hard, you know what I mean? Like, I do these fucking music videos sometimes, and it's, like, a 16-hour day, you know what I mean? And you're, like, communicating with strangers usually. Most of the people I hire, like, people I've worked with before. That's what I prefer, just because it's easier to communicate. But it's like, so even if you have, like, new people on the crew, you're having to learn how to communicate with them at the same time and get over their egos, or they're having to get over your ego, and everybody's trying to figure out how to, like, you know, get along. So I think a lot of it is ego, back to your question. And then I think that you can't really teach taste. You know what I mean? Like, you learn about everything that's ever been made. You can learn about every hardcore band, every obscure fucking band that's ever been out there. But you're going to like what you're going to like. You know what I mean? Like, you know that. Like, you know, the individual knows when they fuck with something and they like that. And that's what you should go toward. That's just like the gut instinct. It's like when you see some other human that you want to fuck or something or attracted to. Yeah. You know. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm down. Like, so it's like you should treat it the same way. You should be like, yo, this is what my brain is wired for. I should pursue that because you have a propensity for it if you feel that way. Like, you can't teach taste. I went to like some fucking art school and like, you know, they had like scholarships on shit on that. I go there for that. And like, what do you call it? Like, yeah, those kids just have bad taste. They were just rich kids, you know? Sorry, I'm getting texts from something like, so can we pause for a second?
Yeah.
Sorry,
there we go.
I'm gonna go check something.
But where were we at?
Yeah, so we just like, yeah, we're just talking about
you can't teach taste.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see where your taste came from. Let's go back to your San Diego.
Yeah.
How was that? I was growing up in the suburbs.
Not suburbs, it was like the mountains.
The mountains. What do you call that? Like the
initially we grew up in a little town called Alpine.
Yeah.
Probably had like a couple thousand people there when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Like my high school. Not thousands of kids. That was in Oklahoma, though. But, like, Alpine was, like, it's east of San Diego. Probably, like, 15 miles or so. 20 miles. And, it was cool, you know? Like, it wasn't a lot of people around. So, like, when I was, like, a really young kid, like, 5-6 years old, I got to, like, wander around in, like, bushes and, like, little, like, forest areas and little canyons and shit. And, like, made little forts with one of my friends that lived near me and wandered around, caught, you know, snakes and fucking lizards and shit. It was a fun time. And then around my teen years, I started being a little kind of a dickhead, just teen shit. And then like started staying with my dad and my grandma more down in El Cajon, which is like closer to downtown, like central San Diego. It's, I guess you could call it more suburban, but it was more like suburbs on meth when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So it's like
meth town.
Yeah, really meth town in the 90s and like early 2000s and shit. So. Like rolling around at night and like fucking with tweakers was like a normal thing that you would do if you were a teenager because there was literally nothing else to do because you weren't old enough to drink. So if you weren't like trying to like steal cars and like crash them on the native reservation, you were like fucking with tweakers at night. You know, it was a different place.
You were fucking with tweakers. Do you ever try? You ever think you were gonna do meth?
Nah, just because I saw that fucked too many people up. You know what I mean? Like it was just like, yo, I don't want to be like that guy. Like. Homeboys balding at 16 or like,
yeah.
You know, just caused too much chaos and hurt and like going to school and like people's parents are trying to cook meth at home and like their houses are burning down and stuff. It was wild, you know, like it was a thing.
Did you ever, what are some of like some crazy like kids that you grew up and like kind of died of meth? Like any stories you have of?
The kid, actually, I don't think any of them died of meth.
Well, not like specifically, but like any stories with meth.
I have some, yeah, I definitely have some friends. Like, one of my friend's dad's, like, cooked meth in the house and, like, caused my friend to, like, bald when he was, like, 16. His mom was, like, a major tweaker. It was unfortunate. She passed really early when we were young. He ended up, like, floating around in a lot of our friends' houses and, like, staying in our friends', like, closets and stuff. Like, did some pretty crazy stuff. Like, stole a dump truck and crashed it into, like, the adult school and, like, like crashed around it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he, like, really had, like, a fucking... And we always thought, and we thought it was like funny because we were all like vandalizing and doing bad shit. So we were like, yeah, this is the homie. Like, this is our friend that's doing all this bad stuff. He's the craziest out of everybody, bro. You're on, man. Come on. But then like you look back and you're later in life, like, bro, that kid was just doing it to be down with us. We probably shouldn't have had him do some of that stuff, you know? Like, it was kind of fucked. But like, you know, it makes you appreciate your friends too, though, you know? You're like, wow, he was down. Like, I'm still pals with him. Like, he's still down. He's just, you know?
Yeah,
we're old, and life takes you different places sometimes.
Cool. I mean, that's a scary part because I think a lot of people go crazy when they're young.
Yeah.
And then by the time, like I think you said about earlier about the Florida man, where it's like he used to party all the fucking time, he used to go crazy, and then like the party stopped coming, the calls stopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the party's over, bro.
Yeah.
Where do you go and the lights come on?
Like, yeah.
I mean, dude, LA is like the best example of that shit, though, man. Like. you know, he's going to bars and you see like fucking weird ass fucking dudes in their 50s like crying and like getting drunk or trying to hit on like teenage girls and shit, man. And it's a gnarly scene, you know. It's like, I'm not even saying anything bad about those people. It's just really just like, yo, like that's a real thing that's out there, and you gotta fucking like check yourself because you don't want to end up in a bad, like, you know, pattern of behavior.
Well, because like I come from the part of where like to me like LA is like, oh, South Central, Watts, Compton. You know what I mean? Like to me that was like the LA like I kind of know or grew up on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then there's like the other side of LA, where it's like. Like, it's like, I, you know, I learned that as I got older, like, or, like, just being, through, like first liking rock music as a kid, then you grow older and you see, like, oh, like, Motley Crue, who I liked as a kid, then you, like, know who, like, they were as people,
yeah.
And then you dig deeper into, like, all these rock bands, and I'm, like, and then rock is just, like, the pinnacle, that there's, like you said, there's, just, like, this whole party city where it's, like, I think people come here with, like, the idea of, like, this is what I'm gonna do. Because I was reading this lyric on this punk band. I don't know if I should say because I interviewed them. Like, I don't know if I'm going to, like... I don't know if I should expose
it. What was the gist of it?
The lyric was, like, I come to the West to die a free man.
I mean, that's pretty much been California forever, right?
Yeah, like, but, like in the sense of, like, I'm going like... I guess, like, if I'm going to die, if I'm going to, like, be this person, whatever, or, like, maybe not really do anything in my life, like, I'm going to come to L.A. and, like... You know what I mean? Just, like... you know what I mean? I could be, like, free. You know what I mean? I could be... Whatever that may be, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's why I'm here doing it, you know what I mean? That's what I'm doing right now. And, like, if I die, that's cool, it's fine. That's what I mean. I don't have a fucking boss I hate. I don't have to, like, have a 9-to-5 I drive to every morning. I'm not, like, honking at people in traffic. I'm not tired all the fucking time, like...
But I think it's more so on the, like, I could be my true self.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I you want to, like... I mean, I think to some people... I guess maybe some people, like you said, it's like... You, like... You go with the flow of life, and before you like know, you look at yourself like, oh shit, where am I? You know what I mean? Like you're like your friend earlier. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like you're doing crazy shit. You know what I mean? Like you're not realizing why this is happening. You just like, you know, one thing leads to another. You know what I mean? And by the time you like look back, you're like, oh shit, like what happened? You know what I mean? Like, cause you're just like, you know what I mean? Step, you know what I mean? You're not really thinking ahead, or not really like learning from the past. You're just like,
well, they always say like hindsight is the best foresight, right? Like, oh, here's this one thing that's happened. When I do this, the other 20 times I've done this, this happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the next time it pops up, you know it's probably gonna happen again.
Yeah,
that's just how shit works.
Yeah,
I think like that's like with the West Coast shit though, right? Like it's like, you know, there's a lot of people here that are fucking freaks, and like that's cool. Like that you get to be around every type of person out here.
Yeah.
That like if they were from somewhere where I grew up, man, people don't fuck with them. Like there's like, you know, like, and there's like insular communities. Maybe I think like the internet's probably helped out a lot with that, because now people realize that there's more people like them.
Yeah,
you know, so that's cool. But yeah, man, like that's a thing to think about. Like there's plenty of people that are fine with this fucking working at their dad's shop in the middle of nowhere and just having a passive life. And like if that works for them, that's fine. If they find fulfillment from that, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, because there's, you know, the world wouldn't run if people weren't doing shit like that.
I've learned that. I used to think like I think where you come from, like I used to think like, oh, like working at 9-to-5, like you know, I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? I want to like do something with my life, etc., etc. And like a lot of people reference working a 9-to-5, like as the basic form of like, not, you know what I mean? Just like sticking to something, and like it works because you get by and then you die. You know what I mean? And a lot of people have that, like, you know, a lot of people see that growing up, whether they're a musician, artist, actor, you know what I mean? They like see that, like, oh, I want to pursue something, right? And like, I'd rather do this and not do that.
Yeah.
But one thing I've learned, it's like just how a person could like choose to be like, I'm gonna work in this office, do the basic things in life, and like that's gonna be who I am, and not. Someone could adapt that same mentality. Maybe realizing it or not, they could be like, I'm gonna be this glam dude from Hollywood, and I'm gonna die that. I'm gonna like party every day. I'm gonna perform to 5, 10, 100 from 2,000 people to 5 people at a club, and you know what I mean. Like it's like I'm gonna stick to that. You know what I mean? Like that's, I'm gonna be the glam dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be the guy who's gonna be wearing a wig at fucking 80. You know what I mean? But like, and then. But yeah, it's just one thing I've learned from LA, from living in LA. It's like you got the full in burden working at a mechanic shop or at a warehouse and be like, this is what I'm going to be what do with my life. You know what I mean? And like they're not making a lot of bread, but it gives them it gives them a reason to continue. And it's like, oh, if I show up to this warehouse and get paid $20 an hour after working 20 years, like, oh, I'm, like, it's like, that's the reason, that's what I'm going to do in my life. Same thing, I'm going to be the Hollywood dude, working, like, you know, working at.
Or, like, some people, you know, they only want to, like, their main goal in life might just be to have a kid or two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, they, like, as long as they get that, they don't give a shit about the job.
What do you think your main goal in life is? Or, like, what do you think when you pass away? What do you think, like, what is the one thing you hope to, like...
I have no fucking clue still, man. Like, really? You know what I mean? Like, really. Like, I enjoy the things I'm doing now, and I'm pursuing these things, and I want to get better at it to the point... Like, I want to make more movies, like, myself and the way I've been doing them. But it's just the way that that whole industry is right now. Like, the fact that I, like, am a camera person and a director and an editor and all this shit makes me kind of niche in a way where, like, if I don't departmentalize everything and I don't have this giant crew, it's going to make me look shittier. So it's like, you know, there's a lot to navigate. And, but,
Do you think your timing is right? Like, you're in the right place right now? Like, for how long you've been doing it, you think I'm good where I'm at? Or you think you could be doing more?
No. I had, like, about 5 years there where I had kind of fell off from this life in general.
Really?
Like, yeah. Just, like, right before COVID. Like, right, like, couple, like, 3 years before COVID, I just had a lot of deaths in my family, and I had to, like, take care of that. You know what I mean? Like, I had to help out, like fix houses up and sell people's houses because they weren't no longer around. I had to, like... take care of my one grandma while she was dying because she had dementia really bad, so I had to, like, you know, go down to San Diego every week while I'm trying to work. You know what I mean? It was a lot, like, but it was rewarding. I'm glad I did it. Like, I'm glad I was able to be there. You know what I mean? So, but it's like that definitely hinders your progress in your career when you're not.
Did you ever think, like, fuck it, like, I'm not doing this? Like, I'm like, did you ever be like, oh, like, I got a career going on, they're gone?
No, because it's like they were supportive of it and I enjoy it, so it's like, why wouldn't I do it? You know what I mean? Like, even when they were alive. So it's like, now I'm doing it for me. I'm not doing it for any, you know, I'm not doing it for anybody else. Like, I'm trying to make more money for, like, my for, like, Janie, my girl and shit, because it's like, that'll make our lives better, you know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, otherwise, I'm still just trying to, like, make art that I want. I think it's an art, you know, and you gotta, yeah.
Well, like I look at myself, like, you know, having a girlfriend too, like, I'm like, fuck, like, I'm, like, I know all these people, like, you know, doing this podcast, it's like, I don't, like, we got ads now, but, like, I mean, I'm not making shit. You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever made shit. And people can argue, like, oh, you know, you could do this, you could do that. I'm like, that's not my goal at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, whether I do it or not, whether I could, you know, whatever I could do, I was like, my goal in hindsight is not to make money. You know what I mean? That's not what I don't care about that. You know what I mean? With that being said, it's like, I look back, I'm like, damn, like, if it was just me, like, if I didn't have a girlfriend at this age, like, I probably, like, I'd be bumming it way more because she helps me out a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, but I feel like having, like, a partner, like, you kind of, like, don't want to, like, you kind of, like, yeah, you're willing to struggle and do whatever you think, you know, whatever you want to pursue, but you kind of also, like, have a responsibility to not be the bum.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, as much as I already I am a bum,
yeah.
Try not to even be, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you want to do your best.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Like, do you ever, like... Do you think that was, like, not that's a bad thing, but yeah. Do you think that has, like, being having a partner now has added more pressure? Like, now you're like, okay, like, you know.
Oh, definitely, because you want to come through them, you want to do your part, and it's like, I was doing the same shit that I'm doing now when I was younger, except I didn't have, like, a bunch of nice camera gear.
Mm.
So, like, my main goal is really just trying to figure out how to keep my rent as cheap as I could keep it. Other than that, like, I would just go get, like, cheap beer, like, hang out at the house. And, like, I had my first place I lived in L.A. was, like, this back house by the L.A. River over by, like, where Zebulon is now.
Mm.
And I lived in this back house, and I lived with one other dude who was trying to be an actor. He's from Chicago. And we would drink, like, 30 packs every night and, like, wrestle. I threw him out, like, the window shit of this fucking place. Like, our landlord was the coolest guy ever. Like, Bob, if you're still alive, man, shout out Bob. Like, but he would, like, give us, like, steaks and beer when we paid our... Just for paying rent on time. You know what I mean? Shit like that. And it's like, I had a room for, like, $500. It sucked. Like... It was like,
so you just drink and wrestle?
It was like a converted garage.
Oh, okay.
That was like converted into like a living space, and it had like a shitty kitchen. You know what I mean? It's just like that. Like, we would light off fireworks inside there, stuff like that. Like,
where's the actor now?
He moved back to Chicago, and he's a dentist now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The last time I talked to him, that's what he told me he was doing. I don't know if it's happened yet. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. And he was just wrestle?
Yeah, I mean, it was never, like, violent stuff. Like, we would go through windows and stuff, but it wasn't like, oh, we were trying to fuck each other up. It was more just, like, we're drunk idiots.
I could just imagine, like,
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know. Especially now, I shouldn't have been drinking like that. It was so bad for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a 20-something-year-old kid. You don't realize those things. You really don't realize a lot of this shit until you get older, you know? You know, like, seriously, I was like, I know all these people started telling me that it was fine. I had fun. And then you started, like, looking. You're like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, see, like, that, like, that's a byproduct of you trying to pursue something, right? Like, you put yourself through these shitty situations in hope that so you could keep this thing going so you do better things. If you look back at then, you're like, damn, like for example, not to, like, put too much shit out there, but, like, you know, your partner's, like, a very, like, successful person, right? Like,
yeah, she's doing great.
Yeah, she's, you know what I mean?
She has, like, a stable career.
Yeah, like, she's, like, you know what I mean? Like, who's done things, I guess, quote-unquote, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you look back at then, you're like, damn, like, I'm embarrassed that, like, you were out here doing the right things and I'm out here wrestling fools. Like, overall wrestling and wanna be acting like drinking beer. Like, do you ever, like, look, like, did, were you,
nah,
I guess, embarrassed or any of that?
I never embarrassed of it because it's just what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't do anything bad. Like, that didn't, that action itself, I probably did bad shit in somewhere in there somehow, or somebody.
Yeah.
But no, because it was like, it was me living my truth and, like, whatever, it sounds like some hippie shit, but, like, but it was, like, literally just me, like, trying to, like, do the things I wanted to do with my life. So, like, I met her while I was doing those things, and she liked me then, so obviously it was fine. You know what I mean? So yeah. Yeah, that's just what that is. That's all that is. Like, it's really just, like, no, like, she liked me for who I was when she met me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so it wasn't, like, me, like, pretending to be somebody else. It was just me. So it worked out, like... We had different experiences growing up. She comes from, like, a really, like, her parents are still married and everybody's, like, still tight and connected and stuff. And they all live in, like, you know, they're able to talk. Like, not everybody gets that. So it's, like, you know, like, I got kicked out for being, like, a bad teen and shit and, like, had to figure that out when I was young. So that, you know, that fucks with your whole progression if you're having to deal with those things. Like, she gets that. She's smart. She's a very empathetic and kind person.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, you're at an older age and we're kind of, like, quote-unquote into similar things in different spectrums and different, but I'm like sometimes self-conscious of, like, when I'm around, like, normal people, you know what I mean, like, or like my girlfriend's like, oh, like, let's go with my family or let's go with, like, you know, like, more on the normal side. I'm like, fuck, like, that's all, I'm not, like, down to myself. I'm like, oh, fuck. It's just more so, like, I just feel a certain way of, like, damn, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm so, like, the older I get, and I feel like I started, like, really, like, liking shit at a really, like, since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I have, like, I want to say, like, an advantage when it comes to, like, knowing stuff of, like, you know, like, just knowing music, like, culture and shit, I guess, what, you know what I mean, punk shit, I guess. So, like, I'm so deep into, like, just, like, you know what I mean, like, knowing certain people and, like, liking certain shit. Not that it's bad, you know what I mean, but, like, I go back to, like, when I go back, quote unquote, to the normal world, and, like, normal people who are not skateboarders, punks, skinheads, fucking, you know what I mean, like, all this shit, like, and they're just, like, talking, like, about normal stuff, and, like, and, like, they have it so, like, together, you know what I mean, they're going to college, you know what I mean, they're, like, you know what I mean, like, their life isn't as wild and as unpredictable, you know what I mean, or they're so okay with, like, a lot, the reason I've, like, left a lot of jobs is because, like, oh, you're not paying me? Or, like, you're, you know, like, you don't want to pay me, like, because, you know what I mean, like, you don't, like, you know, deep down, like, you see through the bullshit, and you're like, fuck you, you know what I mean, I'm leaving.
Also, they're not paying you, it's not a
Job. You know what I mean, but, like, certain people, it's like, oh, it's okay, you know what I mean, like, pay me when you can. Like, those type of people, it's like, they're just so, like, you know what I mean, like, they're just, like, I don't know, kind of, guess, like, I don't know, like, just, like, not, no, like, just, like, a voiceless soul, I guess, you know what I mean, like.
Passive existence.
Yeah, like that, yeah, so, like, I feel like. Do you ever feel like that at your age, like, self-conscious or, like, just, like, damn, like, I don't know, like, weird or, like you feel different, like, as corny as that sounds?
I think I'm, like, in a weird place with, like, my career right now just because it's, like, I do have friends that are very successful and, like, you know, they're millionaires and shit now.
Yeah.
So, like, being around that, sometimes I still get, like, imposter syndrome because it's, like, I'm, like, damn, how do I get some of these hooks? Like, what are these guys doing? What the fuck is, like, the secret to this? Like,
yeah.
I know I'm busting my ass, so, like... What do we gotta do here? So sorry, I gotta move my dog real quick. Hold on, come here.
Give me a treat.
Oh, shit.
No,
GG. Look what you've done.
We gotta pause.
Hey, pause on the pause.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But, your friends, though? Your friends that are, like, you have imposter syndrome because some of your friends?
Yeah, you hang around them and you're like, why are these people friends with me? Like, I'm still just fucking trying to get to where I wanna be and you guys are fucking killing it.
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal? Like, You know, so you gotta. So it's kind of, I think, the same kind of feeling, right? Like you're like worrying about not fitting in, and like you don't like you don't relate to the normal shit. Where I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like,
yeah.
Am I do I deserve to be here? Like, hey guys, what's up? So that makes you feel weird, you know? It's like a very conflicting feeling. You get self-conscious and you get all like awkward socially, especially after COVID. I started noticing it more because that was when I was really like, oh, like going back into crowds and shit and having to deal with people. Like, hey, what the fuck's up? Like, what's going on with the world? Do people still like each other in this fucking weird world? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, but that's more me. That's not anybody else. You know what I mean? That's just more of how I relate to myself and how I present myself and how confident I am and shit. And that's nobody else's problem except mine. So, yeah.
Did you ever feel like following your instinct was like the wrong thing to do?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I didn't feel that personally, but I got told it a lot, or I got like
by who?
My mom.
Did you ever like properly like kind of like what's the word, like you properly like not like what's it's like right on the tip of my tongue the word. You ever properly like talk to her and like be like, hey, this is what I want to do, like
Oh yeah, no, I mean in high school,
just kind of like just put yourself out there to her.
Oh no, like when I was growing up, man, I always wanted to be in art, like stuff. I was always trying to take drawing classes. I was always trying to take like, you know, this, like, you know, do stuff I was interested in. So I was good at it when I was young and I thought it was fun. So it's like, I was like, why wouldn't I want to pursue this? Like, I, you know, I'm killing it right now. And like, she just wanted me to like, probably just like you said, want to be normal and like make sure I had like security and safety and like, you know, want, because if you're a parent, you don't want them to have that uncertainty. You want to know your kid's gonna be okay, you know what I mean? So like, I think a lot of her like resistance to it was this, you know, the extra bullshit like we talked about that comes with it. Like, you know, what happens if you don't make it? What happens if you don't get to like do the things you want to do? What happens if you don't figure out how to make money? Like, what figures out, like, what happens, you know? Like, am I gonna go back to college at 37 and learn a whole fucking new trade? Like, I could. That's still like another 4 years of my life. Like, why would I do that right now, you know? Like, I don't even know anything I'd be interested in going into. Unless it was like medicine or something, and that's another 8 years, you know? Mm. So it's like, that's a big commitment. What happens in that 8 years, you know? 8 years from now, I'm 45. Like, I'm old-ass, middle-aged man by then. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, was it, like, more, like, were you ever put, like, to shame, I guess, if that makes sense? Like, did people ever, like, how you know, like, why the fuck, you know, someone important in your life told you, like, why the fuck are you doing this? More so, like, your mom, it seems like she was telling you.
Oh, no.
Like, she was more so worried, but no one ever, like, how about your dad?
I mean, my dad has done stuff like, you know, just question the taste and like the content because it's just not shitty vibes with, because he was a fucking fed and a cop and stuff, you know what I mean? So it's like his whole thing is just like he's his own person and he doesn't get that shit, but he was never actually really like against it, you know? He's like, if that's what you want to do, do it, you know? So but then like when I show him some of the stuff, he's like, I don't want to see this, you know? It's just stuff like that. So it's like, yeah. So yeah.
I mean, you come from a meth town. I mean, meth townish, just a weird place. I feel like, would you say in the hindsight, in the long run, you're a product of your environment?
Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely. Why? Definitely. I mean, I grew up around some shit that like I don't think a lot of normal people grew up around, and then you move to LA, and it's like something that you go to like a social gathering, and people are just talking about funny things, and like you like casually just like tell a funny story about when you're growing up, and like some random person looks at you like, that's fucking awful. What do you mean? Are you okay? And I'm like, wait, no, it was a funny time. That was a funny joke that we did. And I'm like, no, that's like a traumatic experience. And I go, well, so like, you know, it does affect you. And I don't think I'm emotionally conflicted. You know what I mean? I think I just am what I am.
Mm.
And, yeah, I think it's made me more well-rounded because I've had exposure to things, you know? I think a lot of people don't have exposure to things in real life anymore. They, like, you know, they know how to feel about something before it happens to them. Like, you know, it's like a agreement reality versus experiential reality, you know? We can all, it's like religious shit, right? Like, we can all talk about this thing because we agree about it and it sounds good, and if enough of us say it, it's true. But how many people actually experience that, you know? There's things you actually go through in life and then things that everybody, you know?
I mean, I come from, like, I'm on the younger side, but mm-hmm. I'm not as young anymore, but I come on the, from the younger side, meaning, like, so when I was in middle school, which was, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
5, 6 years ago, like, the iPhones were, like, some people had iPhones, some people didn't, some people still had Androids, you know what I mean? Like now you go to middle school, even in South Central LA, every kid has an iPhone. With that being said, I feel like the internet was not, was, like, it was, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, just because I grew up a little bit more poor, but the internet wasn't shoved in my face, right? And then my sister, like, who's, like, at her age, I probably just got my first iPhone. She's been having an iPhone since, like, elementary. Yeah. You know what I mean? So she's, like, so the internet is, like, so she grows up with the internet, right? There's a lot of things we have arguments about where I'm, like, no. Like, that's so fucking PC of you at this point. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, you said, people already got to think a certain way. With that being said, do you think life... I mean, from doing interviews, life always has a full, like, you know, a full spectrum. Everything comes in full circle. But now we're in an era where the internet is kind of new. The fact that it's new in the sense that for the first time, it's everywhere. And it's in the palm of your hands, and a baby is born on TikTok. You know what I mean? Like, a baby is born, like, learning how to fucking, you know, like, what I mean? Like,
crowning and everything.
Yeah, like, be on TikTok. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So that makes sense. Like, do you think there's, like, any hope?
I think it's a tool that humans developed, and we're still figuring out what we just did. You know what I mean? If you look at, like, our last, like, 5,000 years of history as a species, like, people used to have to walk and deliver letters. You know, first you have to develop a language to, like, how do you get information out to people in the first place? Like, people have smoke signals and fucking carrier pigeons and shit, man.
Yeah.
And now, like, anybody can talk to anybody anywhere in the world immediately. Yeah. And they can just talk shit about some random, like, thing. That's nuts. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think our brains are really wired to be caught up to that yet.
Yeah.
Because how do you process that kind of information? Like, how do you have, like, the whole library of Alexandria in your hand, and you could source whatever you know? Like, now I think the important thing is like, just knowing what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can have everything thrown at you, but if you don't know what you're looking for, it's useless. You know, you get on YouTube and, like, how to fix your car or something. If you don't know language and, like, you know, how to, like, convey ideas, like, you're gonna have a really hard time. Like film shit. Like, if I'm not technically proficient and I don't know how to, like, explain things in terms that people understand, then I'm not gonna get the things I want. You get what I mean? Like, so yeah. I kind of digressed. Sorry.
No, yeah. I mean, just cause, I don't know. Like, I quote Lee. Shit's kind of evolved.
Was it Lee Spielman?
Yeah.
Shout out Lee Spielman.
Leroy.
What up, Leroy?
No, but he I remember he said that once. It sounds so ridiculously simple, but I'm like, damn, it really kind of hit me. I was like, shit's got to evolve, basically. And, you know, everything has to, like, progress in one way or another. And I hear, like, a lot of stories from, like, older people closer to your age about, like, hardcore and punk, how it was, like, this whole, like, you know, this whole other ball game. You know what I mean? It's a whole other game. And then you hear stories about, like, the Black Flag Cro-Mags era. You know what I mean? That's a whole other fucking game. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, I look, like, you know, hardcore is just an example of, like, things, like, changing with the internet. I look, like, kids being on, you know, like, you go to a show and it's like, look at me, like, here's a video of 5-7 fucking different angles, me moshing. Here's an edit, here's a montage, here's a photo, here's a full set, here's a drum cam. Here's, like, from three different people, you know what I mean? Like, of, like, a show that, like, three people are moshing, you know what I mean? And I looked at it just an example. I'm like, okay, like, if that's what people want to do, if that's people, you know, like, kids are like, yeah, like, you know, like, all those 10 things over for one fucking set. I'm like, that's fine. I don't relate to that. Like, it's just, I'll still go to a hardcore show. I still love hardcore music and punk, but that's just, like, not, like, what I'm relating to. You know what I mean? I don't want to, like, if people are like, look, Ricky, like, here's a picture of you moshing. Like, it's like, cool. Like, I didn't come here to see a photo of myself mosh. You know what I mean? That's just not, I mean, I came here to, like, you know, feel the moment and get the fuck out.
That's why I stopped shooting shows, really. Just because, well, now it's just, I can't afford to at risk somebody stomping on a fucking lens that they're never going
to
pay for.
You used to record shows?
No, I said I used to do, like, some live stuff, but, like, you know, it wasn't like I was going to every show. I do it in front of my friends' bands and shit.
Yeah.
So now I don't fuck with that at all now, but, like, yeah, I mean, what are you trying to figure out?
Yeah, well, that's an example. Like, I look back and, like, something like that, I'm like, it's hard to see it go back. I mean, like, you know, we talk about the full circle moment where everything, you know, kind of just, like, it's like a cycle. Like, it's like, yeah, maybe, like, hardcore went, like, I don't know, I'm not the most I mean, knowledgeable fucking person at hardcore. And that's just an example. Like, you know, where, like, it probably went through so many cycles of, like, it went violent, and, like, you know, then you talk about the artsy side of, like, early 2000s, then it went violent again, et cetera, et cetera. But I look back, I'm like, damn, we're in a whole different place in this world now. You know what I mean? Like, we have, the internet kind of changed a lot of things. So, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, you mentioned humans are still trying to figure it out, like, the internet, right? Like, we're still, like, trying to, like, figure out, like, how to function with having, you know, there's so much information in our hands.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just being pessimistic, but I feel that it's just gonna get worse.
I don't know, it could get better. Like, maybe people realize they don't need governments and shit, you know what I mean? Or in the way that we have them, you know what I mean? Like, all these wars and shit with all these fucking poor kids getting... It's like, there's shit in Ukraine right now, right? Like it's hard to, like... Like, I'm, like, obviously on, like, the Ukrainian side, just because it's, like, they're being invaded by a fucking other huge, bigger country, so you want to see them come out on top. But at the same time, it's, like, I'm not, like, cheering for the deaths of these fucking kids that are getting drafted, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, that's a whole other topic of conversations. Like, when it comes to, like, hardcore and stuff, it's, like, when I was growing up, you know, you had to, like, if you wanted to find out bands you wanted to like, you had to, like... First, find a CD or, like, a record of a band that you like. So you had to, like, know where a record shop was, and then you had to go there and get the fucking thing, and then you would have to, like, read the thank you notes and see who these bands liked, and then you would have to figure out how to find out about those bands, you know? And the internet made that cool because it was like, yo, I already know what I'm looking for. They just made it a lot easier. I think what's going on now is, like, now, like, if I like one band, then there's some other guy that's in a band that wants to be like that band that knows he could pay $15 to have me see that picture of his band. You know what I mean? Like, I get some sponsored posts of somebody I've never heard of. And it's not just being thrown at you. You don't have to pursue it as much. I guess, right? That'd be, like, the biggest difference. It's like,
yeah.
Now it's shoved in my face where I actually had to go, like, used to look for things I liked.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm getting off. It's just probably going in.
I ramble a lot, bro. It's good. I said I ramble a lot. It's good. I'll go off on a fucking tangent. I'll go on a good one.
No, I mean, like, it's also another byproduct of the fucking internet. Like, it's not just hardcore, but hardcore is a part of it. It's, like, just people wanting to be famous. Like, it's so easy to be quote-unquote famous. You know what I mean? How many, like, meme kids, you know, people that became memes, like, got their 50 seconds of fame for over, like, the worst shit, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, in that, like, hard, like, and again, it's not to even talk shit. Like, I'm not, like, it's just like what I see and what I feel. Like, it doesn't.
It's been like that, though. Like, America's Funniest Home Videos was around when I was a kid. That was the same shit. Like, oh, you're the boy that said poop to your dad. Here's $10,000.
No, yeah, but like that, you gotta, like, it has to, like, get there. You know what I mean? Like, with now, it's like, I can film myself a video of, like, no, yo, what's up with Tyler? And then, like, you know, I'm like.
You don't have to get anywhere. Oh, yeah, I mean, you could see it, but you already have to have a following. People have to figure out you about you somehow, right? Like, I could mail a tape to Bob Saget back in the day. And if Bob was on a good one, he'd be like, yeah, this kid has it. And then I'd get some money, and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, if you're corny and you have bad taste, like, people, usually people aren't gonna fuck with you that much. Like, some shit sucks, and that's unfortunate, but.
See, I feel like now it's like, if you fake it, fools are gonna, like, you could be the worst fucking human being, dumbest fucking load of crap that God created. But if you could fake it, like, it's like, now people are like, oh, yeah, this guy's funny, this guy's cool, this guy's lit, this guy's a real fucking artist, painter, you know what I mean, whatever. And it's like, that's a load of crap. You know what I mean? But, like, I think with the internet now, it's like, it's so easy to, like, create your own little circle of bullshit, which is fine if that's what you want to do. But I feel like in the long run, it's like, just creates more bullshit in the world, if that makes sense.
I mean, like, go back and, like, find some of your favorite, like, flyers from bands back in the day, and you're still going to see a bunch of fucking bands you've never heard of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of like the same thing. Like, they might be around now. We might be seeing them a lot now. But in like 5 years, when nobody fucking cares, that's when, like, that stuff really makes itself known. You know what I mean? That's when you know. You're like, oh, that's what happened. Okay, it was just one of those things. Okay. So that's why it's good to like the things you like, because if that happens, then you still like the thing. If you really didn't fuck with that much, and you have to, like, pretend you're somebody else, like, that's different.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not holding yourself to, like, an honest standard, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, sorry, yeah, because I know you gotta go soon, but.
No, we're good, man. Yeah. We're fine. Like, hold on, let me see where I gotta be right here, right?
Yeah.
I know exactly where I gotta be as well. Sorry.
Alright, but. So, I mean, this might sound a little bit corny.
That's okay, bro. Be corny. Some people are fucking corny all the time. So, they're corny a little bit, ain't that big of a deal.
If you had, career-wise, you know what I mean? We could, yeah, I'm pretty sure if I asked this question, it'd probably be, like, money. But career-wise, What is the one thing like you want people to what is the one thing you want to do with your career before you leave?
I want to make my own feature that I shoot and edit and direct.
A movie?
Yeah.
What would that movie be?
I have a couple ideas I'm working on right now. It's just like any movie shit. Like, you know, you're starting to have to rely on other people. Well, I'm going to let my dog pass here real quick. No, but you have to, like, ask other people for their time and their skill, especially in cinema, you know? Like, everybody you're working with, any lighting person, any wardrobe person, hair, makeup, art department, props, and, you know, so those are talented people, and they have, like, skill sets of their own. So you have to be able to figure out how to pay those people. So that's what's hard. That's what would have been easy if I had, like, a regular 9-to-5 and I had the passion. Then I just fucking pay these people and make whatever I want. I'm having to, like, learn every skill that I want to learn so I'm not being, like, a burden on other people. You get what I mean? So, yeah, that's just what I'm dealing with, is finding talent and locations.
What would the movie be, though? Yeah, can we get a...
I could tell you, like, one's, like, a detective film, and one is, like, a dark comedy.
Dark comedy? I'm more intrigued than a dark comedy.
I mean, the dark comedy would be more about, like where I grew up and, like, my friend that I was telling you about that did all the crazy... We can kind of talk about him earlier, the one that did all the crazy shit. Like, he would be involved in it, just stuff like that.
Yeah, that would be fucking sick.
Yeah, super bad on meth is what I think it was described as somebody else explained it to me today that I was talking to.
What will the film be called?
Don't really know that part yet. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think we talked about it the other time, the first time I came. I was like, this should be a movie about you, but, like, you're, like, a normal suburban dude.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, with just glasses, you know what I mean? Like, very, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about, like, the typical 9-to-5, like, hello, sir, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like be a kiss as on the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But then, like, be, like the movie poster's, like, you with, like, a suit and everything. But then, like, behind you, there's, like, a bunch of crazy shit, like, people, like, characters and, like, things going on. So it's, like, and it's, like, you living a double life.
I mean, I don't know if I could act and shoot and, you know, that might get a little tricky if I'm trying to do that much. That's, like, even Wazoo can't do that, man. Like, but, yeah, you know, I'm not against it. If somebody wants to pay me to be a fucking businessman and I can do some cool shit, I'll do it.
Yeah, it's like the movie is about, like, you being a 9-to-5, like, you have your kids, like, you know, like, typically, like, I love you, family, and then your kids are like, fuck you, you know what I mean? Like, and then you just, like, go to work, and then you're like, and like, hey, Tyler, I need you to, like, your boss, like, I need you to do something, like, sir, like, I need to finish, so, like, Tyler, you're my number one employee, like, I'm counting on this, and, like, actually makes you pick up, like,
some. Calling me my real name in this, too? I don't even get to choose a new name?
How about... Nah, like, Tyler Bradbury is, like, very, like, on brand.
I mean, it definitely sounds like a fictional white guy.
It's like, and then, like, you get into, like, some drug shit, and then, like, your, like, boss is like, I need you by the end of the night. And then you're, like, you go through, like, this whole, like, crazy, like, you know what I mean? Like, a bunch of shit happens in the movie.
I mean, it's like Snowfall show, right?
Yeah. But is that comedy?
No.
No, I think more on the comedy side, like, where it's, like, you know what I mean? Like what's that, the chubby brown Puerto Rican dude? You know what I'm talking about? Like, he always, like... where the Millers, he's like, am I getting my dick sucked or what? Like the cop?
Oh no, I don't know, who are we talking about?
Have you seen Where the Millers?
No.
Oh, never mind. I'm trying to think.
I'm sorry, this sounds intriguing though. I like.
You never seen Where the Millers?
I like a good funny fat guy, I will say that on the record.
No, he's like Puerto Rican,
somebody on Twitter the other day said, like, Beetlejuice was Puerto Rican, and I don't know why, it made me laugh so fucking hard. I was sitting there, and somebody's like, that motherfucker Beetlejuice is Puerto Rican, and I started crying. I couldn't handle it. Like, I don't know why that made me laugh so much, but yeah.
Okay, you know my point, but anyways, like...
I don't know what they meant by that, that's what it is. Like, first, it's a crazy statement, like, what led you to that conclusion? Second of all, huh? Like, I don't know.
No, but yeah, you gotta watch Where the Millers. I'm surprised you haven't watched that movie,
dude. I need to check it out.
Yeah. All right.
There's plenty of things I've seen that I haven't experienced yet. We're good on time, too, man. It's only like a 20-minute drive, so not like another 15 minutes. You just don't gotta rush. We talk more shit until you think we're good.
Yeah.
If you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think let's wrap it up. Yeah.
Okay. Any words of advice? Fuck with things that you like. Try to help those around you come up. Try to make the world more beautiful in your own vision if you ain't hurting a bunch of folks. And if you are trying to hurt a bunch of folks, maybe get some help. Make some new friends. New activities. You know, that's not normal. And that ain't cool. But also, don't be afraid to hurt folks if they're fucking... being dicks and stopping you either. Like, some people suck.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay to accept that some people suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, my hair looks crazy.
You look cool.
I look like a tote bag punk.
You look like early to mid 90s, like Southern California punk. Like, yeah. The bleach hair and the pink, it's a good look together. It's very on point.
Let's go.
The only look I want to see come back is, like, the mini dreads. You know the mini dreads? When people had dreads that were, like, really short. And
they were
parted in the middle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, raver shit. Like, white dudes with dreads. It's so cool. Like, I always thought it was cool.
Tommy Lee had one, though. Tommy Lee had...
Oh, yeah. Tommy Lee definitely had something like shit like that, bro. He's a nice guy, actually. Like, he's very approachable, nice person, so...
Yeah. I mean, he's probably so burnt at this point. He's like,
who's... No, he's, like, actually probably, like... The only guy from Motley Crue that's not completely burnt.
Oh, yeah, he might be
like,
right.
You're like, Nikki Sixx is fucked. And their singer is like, oh, he's fucked. Like, did you see... Like, there's a video of, like...
I mean, didn't Nick Cage beat him up because he hit, like, a girl or something?
They were just on one. They're friends. Like, my sister saw them one time out with each other when she's getting dinner out in Vegas.
Oh.
Like, she took a picture of, like, them eating in back of her. Like, they're homies, and they just wandered around. It sounds like they were both just, like, lit, and one dude was too lit and got some trouble, and Nick was like, stop! But it was, like, the middle of the day.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, crazy person shit.
Fucking Nick Cage.
Oh, I could go on a tangent about him on some other episode, bro. If you want to make a Nick Cage
episode. The Tyler Bradbury Nick Cage,
I'll do it.
What do you love about Nick Cage?
He's just nuts, and his whole vibe is nuts. And, like, the fact that he's, like, family royalty, and he's, like, it's kind of like nepotism, but it's, like, the funniest thing that happens with nepotism, because he's not out there, like, raping or, like, hurting anybody. He's, like, just out there, like, I'm going to buy an illegal Chinese dinosaur skeleton. I'm going to get fucking blackout drunk and buy a Corvette and forget it at Caesar's Palace. Like, shit like that, that's cool. You know, like, that's not hurting nobody. That's a funny guy living his life.
How the fuck did he get famous? Or where is he from?
He's like one of the... He's related to the Coppolas. Francis Ford Coppola, Apocalypse Now, all that. You never heard of Apocalypse Now, bro?
No.
It's one of the best movies ever made. I suggest you watch it as soon as you leave here.
I'll watch Vampire's Kiss in that movie.
Yeah, Vampire's Kiss also is his finest work.
And you watch Where the Millers.
I will watch Where the Millers.
Yeah. All right. You want to do this or that, and then we'll officially wrap this up.
Do what?
Or this or that.
So, oh, yeah, like, this or that. Let's do this or that.
So, like, Cro-Mags or Inox or Front?
Cro-Mags.
Coke or orange soda?
Coke.
Death Threat or Hate Breed?
Hate Breed.
Walmart or Target?
Target.
G.G. Allen? I don't think nothing goes with... What goes against G.G. Allen?
No. Yeah, I don't think you can compare him.
Yeah. Ross Williams? Or Dead from Mayhem?
Dead. Yeah.
Kiss. I'm trying to think. Gene Simmons or Paul Stanley?
Paul Stanley, as a person. Gene Simmons is like, cool. Image is way cooler, but Paul Stanley is like a nicer dude for sure.
Kid Rock or Eminem?
Eminem.
Motley Crue or Poison?
Ooh. Motley Crue.
Burgers or hot dogs?
I don't know, man. Costco hot dog, bro. $1.50. Hard to...
Still
$1.50, man.
Damn. When I'm broke, I'm gonna just take the bus to Costco.
You have to have a membership, though.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Trash talk or riding out?
Dude, I don't know. That's hard. It's like, I'm tight with all those guys, so it's like, I don't know. I've had so many good experiences. Like, I toured around the world rotting out and shit, so, like, those are, like, my boys forever.
What good experience do you have with trash talk?
Just, I've known them all forever. Like, they're the homies, you know what I mean? You want to see them do well. I see them all often.
All right, then we just say running talk.
Running talk.
Right.
Talking out.
Yeah, talking out, yeah. Alien or Predator?
Ooh, that's good. I think the Predator, the Acha, they're a superior species. That's why they hunt the other one.
Yeah.
But I guess it's the eternal struggle with them. They're always fighting it out.
Godzilla or King Kong?
Godzilla.
Really?
For sure.
I'm a King Kong guy.
Man, are we talking about, like, the current ones or, like, the old ones?
The old ones.
Oh, definitely Godzilla. He's way huger, man.
I like King Kong more as a concept. He's, like, the real deal.
Oh, yeah, it's a concept. He's cooler. But if you look at, like, scale and superpowers, Godzilla, bro.
Superman or Batman?
Oh, fucking Superman all the way.
Really?
Yeah, dude, Batman's just a fucking rich guy that has a bunch of tools. He doesn't even, like, he's just a fucking rich guy that fucks with, like, poor people. He fucking sucks. He's a cop.
That's true. Oh, man, I like Batman, though.
I mean, the movies are good, but, like, really, as a superhero, Batman's the worst one.
Maybe he's the best one because his powers are natural.
No, his biggest nemesis is a funny guy.
The Joker?
Yeah.
The Joker isn't funny. The Joker's...
They're joking, and then they're acting like a cop. Tell me the Batman's cooler than Superman.
The Joker, you know, you saw that the Joker's his brother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When was that revealed?
And the recent movie where, like, the Joker, the movie?
Oh, some fucking movie? Okay, bro, I'm only going from years of comic book experience here.
Okay, all right. I mean, pretty sure...
Also, spoiler alert...
Yeah,
I said no. Spoiler alert on your end. You blew the spoiler.
The Joker's been out for a while.
They're brothers.
Yeah, who? The Joker. The movie's been out for a while.
Is it the same mother and father?
So if you watch the Joker, you watch the Joker.
But that doesn't make sense because in the first one, no.
Yeah,
talking about the first, like the Nicholson Joker Batman.
Yeah, no, but that's against Batman. That's already like the battle. The Joker, the original movie, is basically like the pre to everything. So basically, the Joker, do you watch another movie where the Joker, like when they're rioting after, like, you know, like everything happens?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right. The kid, the person, when that happened, kills Batman's dad.
Cool.
So you go looking back in the other movies, Batman, like when he has all the flashbacks.
So there's a new Joker. So the Joker is kind of like Menudo. You can just be a new guy. Whatever. You switch. You know the band Menudo?
Yeah.
No. You switch out members the whole time. You just switch the Joker.
Wait, Menudo's still around?
I mean, I don't think they're still around. But when I was in high school, they were still around, right?
When you were in high school, they were around?
Yeah, dude.
Damn, so you're closer to my mom's age.
Dude, no, that's how long they've been around. Because like people would get too old and they just switch them out. And
Ricky Martin was in.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Damn.
So you could like. Replace the Joker? That's cool.
No, I think that's him. What? I think maybe in hindsight he's just old as shit. Like in the Batman universe, in the DC universe, he's always
been. How are they brothers then?
Okay. So fuck, what's his name? Bruce Wayne or whatever. Yeah, Bruce Wayne or
that's Batman.
The fucking dad of Bruce Wayne, whatever. Something yeah. Wayne
okay.
Was the politic that made the Joker go crazy, right? So okay. They killed his dad, right?
Okay.
But I think did you watch the movie? He finds out when he goes to the restroom, he wants to tell him like, hey, you're my dad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then the kid who's playing is Batman. He goes to the mansion to like I guess like look at his dad or stalk his dad.
I remember.
And that kid is Batman.
Okay.
So his mom. So like in hindsight. The dad fucking raped his mom, and his mom was the waitress. Had the Joker was like, "Fuck you, you're leaving."
So they're half brothers.
Yeah, so they're half brothers. Yeah. Same dad.
He's not a Wayne.
Yeah,
he's not gonna be a Wayne.
He's technically more of a Wayne.
You want to be more of a Wayne because you're thinking the Wayne.
Yeah.
So
the Joker and Batman are brothers. That's sinking.